Thersopterus elegans. Status not listed. Doesn't the base of this fern look like a furry animal? But please resist the temptation to stroke it so it continues to look its best. Maybe you know the story of Robinson Crusoe. Well, this fern is from the real-life islands that inspired the story, the Juan Fernandez Islands off the coast of Chile. A Scottish mariner, Alexander Selkirk, was marooned alone on the island of Masatierra in 1704. Due to his resourcefulness, he survived for over 4 years and was rescued. This story became the famous novel by Daniel Defoe. Rather like Selkirk, this fern is a true survivor. It is the sole surviving species of a family of ferns that was diverse and widespread in the past. It seems that global extinction events all but finished the family off. Today, the very limited natural distribution of this fern on two islands means that invasive, introduced species and habitat loss are threatening its future survival. This plant arrived in 1992 as a donation from Glasgow Botanic Garden. It was rooted from a side shoot of a plant that may have been collected from the wild over 200 years ago. Rooting side shoots is a rather slow way of multiplying ferns, so the appearance of spores on this plant in 2002 was a great opportunity to propagate more plants. Spores are the fern's equivalent of seeds, and this species has never been observed to produce spores in cultivation before. Using special growing techniques, the spores have given rise to many new plants. These have been shared with other botanic gardens, helping to secure the future of this rare fern.